When I was in high school, a teacher assigned us to write a credo. I hadn't heard this word before. And it means a statement of beliefs or aims which guide one's actions. And I was quite an opinionated 15-year-old. So this is fairly easy for me. You know, I just wrote down what I thought about stuff. And this, and this, and this. But looking back on it, my views were pretty arbitrary and non-cohesive. And actually, a lot of them were quite contradictory as well. So in some ways, I felt like I knew what I thought. And I wanted to tell people about it. But I wasn't really sure where any of these views or beliefs came from. And actually, if I'd been asked to defend any of them from a philosophical or moral and ethical standpoint, I'm not sure that I could have done that. So I really rejected religion as an external authority. I wasn't raised particularly religious, but those Judeo-Christian values, they underpin our society, even if we're not completely aware of them. But I wasn't interested in learning more about Christianity or, you know, reading the Bible. But I also had a strong sense of right and wrong, generally as decided by me. This is right and this is wrong. Again, I wasn't really sure where I got those ideas from. And in my early 20s, I had a reoccurring desire to write a manifesto so I could really articulate what it was that I believed or thought. I also wanted to like find one book I could carry around and refer back to as a guiding force or trust in its reoccurring themes. I definitely didn't want it to be a religious text like the Bible. So I had, on one hand, this urge to be able to point to and hold on to something and say, yes, this is what I believe. And I also had the equal and opposite desire to not be pinned down, to not be constrained, to not be told what to do by anyone, even if it was, you know, a certain part of myself. So when I came in contact with the precepts at the Buddhist Center here for the first time, I felt relieved and also encouraged because there was no thou shalt in the precepts. There's no you must or else. I really heard them as these guiding principles, and I felt like I could return to and reflect on them and reflect on my own actions, my own decisions, without feeling like I was being pulled or pushed in a particular way. But even so, I recognize in myself that I also have this tendency towards black and white and right and wrong. And that was really reflected in my 15-year-old self and this sense of knowing exactly what I thought, but that could change. So I'd know exactly what I thought, but then I reserved the right to change my mind.